If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the Leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.
All right. Cigar Craig here at Goose's Monte Cristo Lounge in Limerick, Pennsylvania. And just happened to wander in here on a Tuesday morning.
Kind of rainy.
Yeah, rainy Tuesday morning. And who do I run into but Jose Blanco, of all people? How you doing today, Jose?
Good morning, Craig. Always great to see you. It's, you know, Goose's is one of my favorite shops in the country. John is a great retailer, passionate, has a great selection, a great lounge, and his events are always great. But it's great seeing you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I get out here every now and then. Like to see John. He's always been good to me. Always has good events. You know, our Facebook profile pictures were taken here at an event, right?
Oh, yeah. That photographer is very good. I can't remember his name, but he's a professional photographer.
Similar Facebook profile pictures. So I'm here. I picked up a E.P. Carrillo Oscuro to smoke.
That's a phenomenal cigar. Nice. I was the number four cigar of the year a couple of years ago by Cigar Aficionado. Mexican San Andres, Sumatra, Ecuador binder, then fillers from Nicaragua, Jalapa, and Esteli. A lot of sweetness to it, a lot of nice spice, very balanced, very aromatic, just a great smoke.
This is one of my favorites in the line, one of my favorites. I pick this up like every time I see you, I pick one of these up and enjoy the heck out of it. And I was kind of, because I only have a short time today to hang out with you, I was hoping to find something a little smaller, but this Toro I'll have to do today. I'll just have to make do with a Toro.
Yes, definitely.
I do like
it's
Toros.
It's a good size. So. You know, talking about Toros, we were talking earlier today about sizes. And, you know, for many, many years, it was Robusto, Robusto, Robusto. Right now, in the last 3 years, the number one selling size is Toro 6x54. Then you have Robusto still, but in third place, Strong 6x60,
really?
Doing well.
Yes. You know what? Let's talk about that, because Toro's my favorite size. For a while, it was Robusto, but when I started out 20 years ago, I was into Toro. I love Toros. Funny enough, it was a Te Amo Toro was where I started.
Toros before used to be 6x50.
6x50 is exactly what it was. But the last several years or so, the Toro's been my go-to size. And 6x50, 6x... I like the 6x50 still, but 6x52, 6x54, that's been my it's been my sweet spot. Why do you think that is? And why do you think that's the obviously, I'm following the trend. That's a funny thing.
To me,
is it a value thing? You think?
I see it more as a value thing. People, many, many years ago, when the, big ring gauges has always been around. You got to go back to the Series R with Ernesto, which is really the creator of big ring gauges. And I don't think, not because I work with Ernesto, mm-hmm. but I don't think anybody in the world can blend a big ring gauge cigar the way Ernesto does. That said, I mean, Ernesto can blend any size. He does all sizes for himself and different people. But many years ago, I just started to ask, you know, a lot of social media people, consumers and store owners, and three things came up. First of all, it's a value thing. Second, it's an American thing. And third, it's a macho thing. Sometimes, you know, you see somebody smoking a Corona, a little Corona 5, a petite Corona 5x38 or Lancero, and people say, well, that's a girly cigar. And I tell people, no, on the contrary, that's a cigar really for really connoisseurs that really want to go into definition of what a cigar is all about.
Mm-hmm. I find that I avoid small, thin cigars because I used to be a cigarette smoker, and I still kind of identify the small, thin cigar with a cigarette and getting the fix and it being a habit kind of thing. I think that's my own psychological association. And I personally, having a cigar is a pleasure, and it's not something I need to do. And when I find myself reaching for the small cigar, it's like, okay, I need that. That's a going out for and needing a cigar. So I want to set aside that hour and a half to have a cigar, and it's my relaxation. It's not something I need. It's not my fix. I think that's my psychological aversion to the small cigar. Now with the Lancero, that's different. That's an hour and a half cigar for me. The length overcomes the ring gauge for me, so that kind of differentiates it in my mind. I think that's why I stay away from the Petite Coronas personally.
But you know, you mentioned cigarettes, and a lot of people during all these 50 plus years that I've been smoking, I bump into my question. A lot of people who tend, and you don't smoke fast, but the majority of people who smoke fast are ex-cigarette smokers. And I always tell people, there's a rule of thumb, which is a Robusto minimum on the borderline is 45 minutes, but it should be 45 minutes to an hour. A Toro or a Churchill should be close to 2 hours. And, of course, if you're looking for 3 hours of smoke, you pick up a 6.5 by 64 inch by Ernesto. But people have to learn. They have to smoke slow. A lot of people who complain a lot about sourness and bitterness in cigars are people who smoke too fast, because people don't realize that the flavor comes from the essential oils on the fill of the binder and the wrapper. So when you're putting all that heat through it,
they overheat it.
The essential oil is disappearing. It's like smoking paper.
Sure. And it took me a long time to slow down and overcome that from the cigarette smoking, from the getting the fix and the sucking it down, right? It took a while.
Definitely. But it's like you say, it's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm. A couple days ago, I had a Ringmaster, my second one, and that's a really good smoke.
Ringmaster Ernesto had always had this idea about making a 100% Nicaraguan cigar, and that big size, the inch, and to be honest, it has been phenomenal. The cigars have been made for 6 or 7 months. Unfortunately, we had a delay with the boxes, and we started the ship last week. But everybody who tried it at the show, and already the stores that have gotten the cigars last Friday and over the weekend, we've been seeing the posts and the comments has been phenomenal. It's medium to full. It's rich. It's very balanced. Has a lot of sweet notes to it, a little bit of spice, earthiness. You pick up like a nugmeg sweetness
to it.
It's
very different from the other inch offerings.
Definitely.
Different.
And then, of course, Encore has been on fire. We have really high hopes for this year. We think it's going to really, really be up there this year, and it has been phenomenal. It was a cigar that Ernesto spent more than 2.5 years working on it, and it's got highly reviews from the magazines and from the guys like yourself from the social media, so it's really up there. It's a phenomenal cigar.
Very cool. Good. So you got you're still doing your seminars.
I have one on Friday at Havana Cigar Club in Edgewater. It's going to be my last seminar in the Northeast. I was in Chicago and Wisconsin last week. Did 4 or 5 seminars. Were great. And I mean, I don't know how many I've done this year, but it's been phenomenal. Toronto and Switzerland, mostly in every state here, and it's a great learning experience.
I highly recommend it, because it for sure it opens your eyes to how to taste cigars and how much the wrapper impacts the flavor, for sure.
Yes, and we talk about curing, we talk about fermentation, we talk about all the misconceptions that people have. I mean, the greatest misconception that people have is people tend to confuse flavor with strength. You can have a mild cigar that's full flavor, and a cigar is just strength. At the end of the day, you smoke what you like, but what people have to understand is you will never develop your palate if you smoke cigars from the same country or you smoke the same brand. You got to smoke Dominican, Nicaragua, try to get a Cuban that draws. Honduras, right. Mexico, whatever. You got to smoke different cigars, because every country has different characteristics. There's no such thing that cigar is better than another. It's what at the end of the day, what you as a consumer, what your palate is picking up and you're enjoying.
Of course, variety is the spice of life.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And of course, the classic What is it you always say that ruins a cigar?
The only thing that can ruin a cigar is if you smoke it next to an asshole.
That's right. Appreciate it. Great. Well, thanks very much for taking a few minutes with the Cigar Craig podcast. I appreciate it. And
it's always
wonderful
a pleasure.
To see you.
Wishing you and your family all the best in this new year. And I think the best is yet to come in our industry.
Absolutely. It's great seeing you. Thanks very much.
Always keep it smoky, guys.
And that wraps up episode 11 of the Cigar Craig podcast. You've been listening to a few minutes with my friend Jose Blanco of EP Carrillo Cigars at the Goose's Monte Cristo Lounge in Limerick, Pennsylvania. Again, you can get the Cigar Craig podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, a couple other places around where you find your podcasts. You can read the Cigar Craig blog at CigarCraig.com. News, reviews as they are. And appreciate you listening. Catch us again the next time, whenever that might be. Thanks again. We'll see you later.
This name, Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.